Welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. The Utah Board of Education has apparently earned the wrath of some Republican state lawmakers by adopting the Common Core Standards. It's an initiative developed by several states to ensure students are learning language arts and math at the level they should be. But according to a Salt Lake Tribune report, some GOP senators think the initiative interferes with Utah's authority to determine what children should learn, with one lawmaker even calling it socialist. I asked Deborah Roberts, chairwoman of the State Board of Education, how the Common Core Standards were developed and adopted in Utah.
They have been developed over approximately the last 18 months by a coalition of people throughout the nation, some of the best experts in those fields of math and language arts. It's a coalition of states working together through the Governors Association and through the Chief State School Officers. And our own Chief State School Officer, Dr. Larry Shumway, and our Governor, Gary Herbert, have contributed to and been involved in that process and been very supportive of that process. And the expertise behind these far surpasses the expertise we could have brought together within our own state.
And so this is not something that was developed then by the U.S. Department of Education.
Absolutely not. In fact, our constant emphasis has been to the feds, please stay out of this process. This is a state-led initiative, and it is the state's rights to look at what is right for their individual state. And our constant message to them has been stay out of state's business. And so far, we've been able to do that, but we hope they continue to stay out of it.
What are the basic subject matters that the Common Core Standards deal with?
The Common Core Standards are only within math and language arts.
Mm-hmm.
The only references made to the other areas, such as social studies and science, is to emphasize that there has to be a certain literacy level within those other areas, that the learner of today has to have technical reading skills in science, in social studies, and those things to be able to function and to be an effective member of society. So those are the only references that are made to those other subject areas.
So when we talk about standards, do we mean, for example, a certain percentage of third graders should be able to read by this age? Are we talking about outcomes here, or are we talking about what the children are learning?
What the Common Core Standards are outcome-based standards. It's saying what a child should know and be able to do at each level.
Mm-hmm.
And these standards, the first thing that this group did in this initiative was to create college and career readiness standards, saying when our students graduate from high school, what are the skills they're going to have in math and language arts to be ready for particular careers or to be ready to go on to higher education and to further education. And then they backmapped those standards through the successive grades. So they went back and said, okay, so what does a senior need to know? So what does an 11th grader need to know?
Mm-hmm.
Clear back to kindergarten. What does a kindergartner need to know as that child leaves kindergarten to be ready for the next stage of first grade? And so they're back mapped through to have those children ready as they leave their secondary education career to be prepared for the next step in their lives.
So I understand that even though the state board has adopted these standards, implementing them is voluntary. What would you say then is the real advantage of having them in place?
Well, the advantage for us here in Utah is that they are more rigorous and relevant than what we presently have in place.
Mm-hmm.
And we will take these standards now and create our own Utah curriculum around these standards. And so it's going to be very uniquely Utah, and yet have that greater rigor and that greater relevance to our students and helping our students to be prepared not only to serve within Utah, to serve within this nation, but to serve throughout the world, because they really are comparable to what's happening throughout the world in terms of their rigor and their relevance and giving these students the skills they need to succeed.
And I'm curious how these standards are now presented to the school districts. Is the state board kind of saying, these are the new standards, and school districts will be accountable for showing that they're achieving them? How does that work?
Well, we've had wonderful people at the state office looking at these and saying, how can we best implement this in Utah in the way that will be most effective, that will give understanding to our teachers and help them get the professional development they will need to be able to implement them? And we have the best educators in the world here in Utah. But that doesn't mean they don't need the time and the help to get them to be able to implement these standards within their classrooms and this new core curriculum within their classrooms. So we're taking some time in this rollout. time in terms of that we'll start with selected grades, time that it will not have the new assessment system, won't be in place to actually hold students accountable to this core until 2014-15. So it's a very carefully staged rollout of these standards, because it is, again, both language arts and math, and that's asking a lot of our educators, but I know they're up to the task.
And Deborah, moving on to a different topic, State Senator Chris Butters has proposed an amendment to the Utah Constitution. It's very short, but could potentially have a major impact. So the Constitution says the general control and supervision of the public education system shall be vested in a state board of education, and his bill would add the following four words, as provided by statute. Now, some people are saying now that this appears like a power grab to give the legislature more control over the board of education. As the chair of the board, what are your initial thoughts on this bill and the impact it could have?
I'm hoping that we can sit down with Senator Butters and help him understand that the reason the Constitution is written the way it is because education is so important in our state. Mm-hmm. And our legislature has many varied responsibilities, and they're better served to have this constitutional partnership with the State Board of Education, where they take responsibility for providing for the establishment and maintenance, and we take responsibility for the general control and supervision. Make that a partnership. Make it a balance of power between the two. It better serves our students. It allows the 15 elected members of the State Board of Education to really take the time to understand educational issues in a way that legislators simply don't have the time to do in their 45-day session, and allows us to take that leadership and take that responsibility to better serve students. I think there's great wisdom in the way the Constitution is as it now stands. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a balancing of power and a balancing of responsibilities. That said, the State Board of Education realizes that we've got to take responsibility for leadership and are working hard to do so. We've created a vision and mission for Utah education called Promises to Keep. And we see it as a long-term stating of foundational principles of what makes education great and the promises we need to keep to our individual students. I think that education and our students wouldn't be served by changing that balance that we have within the Constitution now. And I'm hoping with further enlightenment, Senator Butters will understand that and be willing to withdraw that legislation.
And finally, Deborah, the legislative session is only just about a week away. It starts on January 24th. How do you anticipate the working relationship between the board and the legislature is going to be during this session, obviously, with such important negotiations regarding the public school budget and issues like Senator Butters' amendment?
You know, it will be challenging, but over the last 2 years, we have worked hard to improve relationships. And I truly believe that the trust between individuals is increasing all of the time. And if we continue to treat each other with civility, with respect, and work towards a common goal of improving education for our students, I think we can have a positive session. That said, I understand that the legislative process is, you know, they call it that sausage maker, and there's great truth in that, and so we've got to be patient as that process works through. But I also think we need to work on listening to one another, respecting each other's viewpoint, and understanding each other's roles as the Constitution now stands, and honoring those roles and working together for common good. Too often, I think there are individuals who make statements without thinking through what they're saying. I think we need to pull back from that kind of behavior and more respect one another and work together towards the common good.
Our guest has been Deborah Roberts, chairwoman of the Utah State Board of Education. Deborah, thanks for your time.
Thank you.